Good evening, everyone. This is Sanjay Pradansha. Today is February 27 at 5 o'clock. So I'm interviewing with Jacob White. He is former owner of the computer business in Silva, and then he is now his real estate agent. Jacob White, could you tell me about yourself, please?
So I opened up a business in 2006 to sell computer parts, games for kids, and do computer repairs in Silva. The business lasted for 7 years until I sold it. Once I sold it, I became a blackjack dealer for a little bit, and now I'm currently a real estate agent.
Okay. So now you're a real estate agent. So I know you told me that you have a computer business, and I know I've been there for one time. How did you run your business when a computer business?
Well, the computer repair business, the start of the business is the worst part. Whenever you first open up the business, no one knows who you are. You have minimal advertisement out, and it was just really rough. I remember the first day I opened, I expected a lot of people to just walk in through the doors on opening day. But I actually only had like one or two people come in. And then I realized that I needed to advertise. And that was a major mistake in the beginning.
So when you want to open a business, did you have any business plan? Or why you choose the computer repair business? Did you have any experience to repair computers?
Yeah, I'd went to college for computer repair. And I'd done a lot of computer repair for family and friends. Made some money with family and friends, but then I just decided I wanted to take it to a store frontage. And I did it because I liked the computers. I made a business plan out. Of course, I didn't have a lot of money to start out because it's basically a service that I offer. So I didn't have to have a lot of inventory to start, but I needed the essentials, maybe the repair tools. And so, yeah, I made a plan and tried to stick with the plan as much as I could.
Okay, and then you told me the first time you were expecting people coming to walk in for, you know, for your business since you didn't have any advertising. It hurt your business a lot, so you decided to make a marketing for being advertising. So what kind of advertising did you have on that time? Like a radio or a newspaper or...
I didn't use radio or newspaper. Nowadays, people are going to the internet for a lot of things. So there's things like Google Business. You can put your business on the Google Maps. People can search computer repair, and then I would pop up. So I went heavy on the online advertisement compared to the traditional newspapers. I had the store frontage sign in the front that was on a pretty busy highway. But it just didn't do for me what I thought it would do in the very start.
So how did you make the business survive while, you know, first like 6 months or first years that business growing? Or how did you survive to do the business until 7 years?
Well, using my business plan, I accounted for at least 4 months of paying the rent for the building. 4 months in advance, so I had a little put in reserve in case I hit bad months, which I kind of expected in the start. But that money in the reserves was enough to keep me afloat until I got the word out to everyone. And once I started doing repairs, I found out that the referral was my best advertisement tool because I do a good job for someone, and word of mouth, and they would send me other people.
So word of mouth is the most powerful, and then like not cost anything for you to growing the business, isn't it?
Yeah, referrals from previous clients and previous people is the best.
So when the, do you have any like low season, high season for your business? What kind of month that one?
Well, in Silva, it was right beside of an Indian reservation. And the natives get a per capita every June and December. And I found out that June and December, those months would triple or quadruple in revenue. So basically the slow times were were in between those two periods, January, or no, June and December.
Okay, and June and December, usually a student, I mean, the Silva is like, you know, close to Colby, it's like college student town, college town. So do you think the student went to your store to fix the computer, or your, what is your target market?
Yeah, I had a lot of students, a lot of people, pretty much anyone in general. Millennials are very good for that type of business. So my biggest target, I think, would be the college and students. But it turned out that the natives were the ones that would come in June and December and most spend the most, basically.
Well, that's a good thing then. I mean, you know, because students usually come from January until May, basically, and then, you know, from August to December. So basically between the May until August, you have like more native came to your store to support you to run the business, right? To be a customer.
Yeah, I definitely noticed a decrease when the college students went home. I would try to plan my vacations or my times off or the time to catch up during those downtimes, because after a couple of years of running the business, I kind of figured out that those times would be slow times.
So basically, did you have any experience how I had the business before you could like open the computer store?
No, I when I was, I think I was 17, I was assistant manager at Burger King, managed the store. Basically, I was the person to hire people and pretty much run the store while the owner was there. But other than that, there was no business experience. Mm-hmm. I think that if I had business experience, though, I would have been more successful in the very beginning. But it turned out to be very successful in the end.
Oh, that's good. So how many employees did you have?
I went through a lot of employees, actually. At one time, I had two mostly at the time. But I had a really big problem with theft with employees. One or two employees in particular that I remember, they stole so much from me that I almost was forced to shut down.
Oh, my goodness. So what, how did you handle that?
So I decided to put up cameras and screen the people a little bit more before they came in. So that basically took care of that.
Okay. So you say you got 7 years on the computer business. So why did you decide to sell it, or why did you close?
Well, after 7 years running your own business and your store frontage, you're the main employee there. It's very taxing, because the minute you wake up, you're working, and the minute you get off of work, you're going to bed. So there's hardly any time in the middle. No time for family, no time for even to cook your own meals at home. I was basically at the shop from waking up to sleeping.
So basically, you decided because of the no time for family, or you decided because it's the business is not growing, or the business is going down?
Yeah, the business was growing well, and the theft of the employees was pretty bad. Even after the cameras, the theft was pretty bad, and I felt like I had to be there all the time in order for the business to run and be successful. And if I wasn't there and I left it in someone else's hands, it wouldn't profit as much as I would if I was there. But in the end, I turned out a very good profit. So I was working at the shop one day, and someone just walked in, and they said, "How much do you want for your business?" And I didn't believe them that they wanted to sell it. So I made up a number that I thought would be fair. And then he asked for maybe sales reports. So I showed him what I sold, and I did. I think I did $1.5 million in sales per year after the seventh year.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and I showed him the reports, and he liked it. So 6 months later, he came back, and he had the money, and so he bought it.
So okay, well, that's a good thing. So, on this, your experience with business. Now you are moved to, you say you went to work casino for a while, and then now you are real estate agent. How did you apply your experience, your business experience, to the real estate agent or to dealer, to casino?
Well, after I left the business and got a pretty big paycheck for it, I decided I want something a little bit relaxing for a little while, and so I wouldn't have to be working so much. So I decided to join the casino part-time as a table games dealer. The pay there was pretty good. It was a job that I could go in and not have to worry about if I was getting a paycheck or not having to worry about bad months, good months, advertisements, things like that. And yeah, so while I was dealing cards, I stayed there for 7 years because the money was good, and then decided that I wanted to sell real estate because me and my dad had been developing property since I was little. He was a contractor. They bought and sold a lot of land in between. They have like 7 or 8 rentals, so that I thought it would be kind of a good profitability to sell real estate.
Okay, well, that's good. So what I'm saying, like, also your experience on your own business is good for your real estate agent things. How many, you know, I heard you're number one in your, you know, company for selling the house. So that means that your experience is really good to apply in your new job. Is that correct?
Yeah, so my computer repair experience and online advertisement experience and business owner experience has really given me a big edge as far as the real estate goes. Most people, they have a very, very hard time when they start. But I jumped into real estate and went straight to it, straight to the advertisement, straight to the referral making, you know, straight for all of the marketing that I needed. And I just received an award for Rookie of the Year. So that means that out of all the new agents, we have 114 agents. Out of all the new ones, I produced more revenue than any of them.
Well, that's a good thing. Congratulations. So do you have any advice for new business owner or entrepreneur, being entrepreneur?
Yeah, the biggest advice that I would give is to expect to budget for marketing, and also expect to work very, very long hours. Marketing is very important, advertising, getting the word out, because no one's going to come into your shop unless they know you're there. It could be the best shop in the world, but just no one's going to come. That's in the start. After you get rolling, you'll get business from your advertisement, and you'll also get business from referrals. And referrals are really good. They're the best. They're free. Make your customers happy, and they'll send you more people.
Okay, and then how about the service? Like, you need to be good with people, or the service also, like, you know, the price? Do you think it's going to be, when you have business, the price and the service is one of the important to get the customer, right?
Yeah, the price and the service that you provide is really important because it makes them happy. So you give them good service. Even if, say, one of your customers comes in and something breaks that you sold them and he's not happy. So you're thinking in your mind, well, I'm going to lose money if I refund this because I can't. Like, it's just going to go in the trash. So you just refund it anyhow. Throw it in the trash. Forget about the product. And that person, he's happy, you did a good job with him, he's going to continue to give you business, and he's going to continue to come to your shop.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jacob, for your interview with me, so I appreciate it, and good luck with your real estate agent, and maybe one day you become your owner or real estate agent again, I'm sure, because it's your experience for business.
Yeah, thanks. I hope to use this business. I've done so well. I want to start investing in properties, building developments, communities. And so that's what I plan to go for.
Well, thank you, Jacob. Well, you have a nice day, okay?
Thanks.
Thank you.